This message is supported by Boehringer Ingelheim, the maker of NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. Next level dog owners will do anything for their pets, especially when it comes to their well-being. And that means giving them next level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus Chews. NexGard Plus Chews provide one and done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're designed to be easy to give in a tasty, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
We don't get hype, we stay hype! You know it, bro.
This is The Bullpen on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here are the producers of ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome in to the hype train, ESPN Radio 97.5, 92.5. It's The Bullpen with Brian McDonald, Cam Smith, Sean Mapes, and John Belver behind the glass, getting you hyped for the NFL season. Though the trick is, we don't get hyped, Sean.
We stay hyped.
Damn right. All right, let's hype up some of these reports about guys and OTAs.
It's so much louder than I remember.
I don't think I can keep it up for the full segment. Hype season's here in the NFL. We got guys, you know, in the best shape of their life. They've dropped 10 pounds. They've added 10 pounds. But they're in the best shape of their life, and they're going to do things people have never seen them do before. One of those guys, Marvin Harrison Jr. Headline, Cardinals anticipating year two leap for Marvin Harrison Jr. Cardinals coaching staff expects Harrison to take a substantial step forward in 2025 after his uneven rookie season, according to Doug Haller of The Athletic. Apparently, Harrison has reportedly bulked up. Again, best shape of his life.
Yeah, looks great.
And noticeably this offseason, a development that will hopefully help the number four overall pick of the 2024 draft improve in contested catch situations in year two. So, fellas, Harrison, I think he had 8 touchdowns. So, like, fantasy perspective, he did okay.
He had 800 yards and 8 touchdowns.
For 99% of rookies, that is amazing.
Yeah.
But Marvin Harrison Jr., in part because of the last name on his jersey, no other rookies ever had more expected from him than Marvin Harrison Jr. People were taking him in the first round of fantasy drafts, a rookie wide receiver, unheard of. And by that measure, he disappointed. Mm-hmm. But what do you guys, did we all just completely overreact to his, I guess, disappointing rookie year, quote unquote?
That's why I'm in on him, because I'm not as disappointed. Just because the expectations are so out of whack that, yeah, he had 800 yards and 8 touchdowns, and people treated it as like he had a bad year. It's like, no, he had a disappointing year because everyone was expecting him, like you said, to immediately be like a top 5 receiver in the league. But I think he had a good year. I view last year as a good year, and I think he's going to be able to build on it.
Cam, are you buying the Marvin Harrison Jr. hype?
Yes, punch my ticket. I'd like to board this train.
Oh, man, Cam.
God, like Polar Express.
Man, classic. Cam is worked up. I'd like to board that train.
Hell yeah.
All right. You want to board the train of DK Metcalf. Aaron Rodgers lauds DK Metcalf as, quote, big reason behind move to Pittsburgh. Also noted, it was the only team that would take him. In a recent appearance on the Pat McAfee Show, Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers noted newly acquired wide receiver DK Metcalf as a big reason he chose to land with the team. Quote, DK is a lead-by-example guy, said the veteran. He's a big reason I'm in Pittsburgh as well. Conversations that we had and just the kind of person that he is. Metcalf has been a guy that I think everyone expects him, probably because he's the dude that showed up to the pre-draft process with Pete Carroll shirtless because he's built like a Greek god. Like, people expect him to dominate, and he's just kind of been okay. Like, he's had, I believe, I'll pull up the stat page year by year, but there was one year where he was otherworldly, but every other year it's like 990 yards, 7 touchdowns. Like, he's never, to me, on a sustained basis, taken over the way people thought he would. Do you think he has that sort of level still in him? Is Aaron Rodgers unlock it, or are you guys, are you buying the hype on DK Metcalf?
I'm not sure he has that kind of level in him because of the situation he's in Pittsburgh. That's where I think, because his biggest year, I believe, was a Russ Wilson. I think that was the 2020.
Yeah, so 2020, the COVID year, he went
1,300 yards and 1,300, 10 touchdowns.
Yep, exactly. Yeah,
I don't, and that was a good environment for him to get those numbers in. That was like a good, the COVID year, so, you know, offense was in general a little bit higher.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that the, also just having Russell Wilson at that point of his career in that offense, it's a Pete Carroll offense, so it's going to be kind of run heavy first. So he was in a situation where in this one in Pittsburgh, he is the guy, and he has a starting quarterback who I think is still like an average quarterback, but so, he's not Aaron Rodgers.
I can't tell. Are you buying hype?
I'm not in.
Oh.
Get off this train now, you motherless scum.
So I looked it up.
Because I'm not sure he can be the guy.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like Cam mentioned, 2020 COVID year, 1,303 yards. Every other year besides that, 900, 967, 1,048, 1,114, not bad, 992. Like, he's just kind of been, he's good.
Yeah, he's
a wide receiver, too.
He's a little bit better than rookie Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Cam, you you buying the hype or not?
I'm going to continue to ride the train. Yes.
Guys,
one, he had Geno Smith, who did well, but he had Geno Smith the last 2 years. And two, he was also competing with targets with Jackson Smith and Tyler Lockett.
That's how Lockett was washed
now
last year,
he goes to Pittsburgh, where he is going to be Aaron Rodgers' focal point.
Yeah, I guess to
me, just question how much that's worth.
Exactly. That's where I think our disconnect is that, like, I think that his quarterback might actually limit him more than Geno Smith.
Interesting.
And yeah, definitely much Smith more than prime more Russell Wilson.
I mean, if you're asking me if I would take him as my second receiver in fantasy, hell to the yes.
Yeah, I mean, he would be my first choice. Like,
he also missed two games last year and still almost had 1,000 yards with Geno Smith.
Yeah,
he doesn't feel like a ceiling guy. I think that's kind of the heart of this conversation. Like, he's going to be good.
Yeah, that might be.
He just doesn't have the ceiling.
I don't see him being a number one.
I'm going to board the train, higher, but I also feel you.
I'd want to aim higher for Mark. I mean, obviously, if you go running back heavy early, you don't have the opportunity to do so. But depending on how you draft, like, I'd want to aim higher for my wide receiver too, if possible.
That's kind of how I feel about it.
All right, moving on to the hype train. Let's go over to a rookie with the New Orleans Saints. Tyler Shuck, quote, ready to deal with ups and downs of being a rookie starter. There's a quote here that I can't read entirely, but somehow they played on one of our shows this week, Sean, without the bleeps.
It played with the bleeps. It played with the bleeps. I pull it up in my folder right now.
Okay,
you don't
right.
actually need a folder. But it has bleeps.
You sure about that?
I'm 100%.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Quite a few.
Yeah, quite a few bleeps. Anyway, he was talking the big game. I think the question, like, the Saints with Kamara and with Chris Olave when healthy, which is a big, big if with Chris Olave and his concussion history. They've got some weapons that are interesting to fantasy, but I know there's going to be excitement with Kellen Moore coming in. They've kind of been in an offensive dark period ever since Sean Payton left and since Drew Brees retired. So there's some excitement there. They've got a few weapons, but can a rookie quarterback who spent, 7 years in college really be expected to come in and provide enough offense for these offensive weapons to be valuable or, like, worth drafting at their current, you know, average draft position in fantasy? Are you buying that sort of hype for Tyler Shuck? Can he sustain what you would hope from Chris Olave and Alvin Kamara?
Absolutely not. I am running so far away from this train. And I'm also curious as to where he said, I've been an MVP. Where?
Was it of a bowl game, maybe?
A bowl game?
It's probably a bowl game.
Insight Bowl MVP?
Oh, the Idaho Potato Bowl?
Yeah. High school, probably.
Yeah.
When he was in high school, when I was in high school.
Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong. It's 7 years of college, right, Sean?
He was literally Justin Herbert's backup in college. Justin Herbert, who's on two of deal two.
He's already on his contract. Yeah, he's on his second contract already. Good Lord. dude is old. He's not quite Chris Winkie old, but he's
No. He's not Whedon old either.
No.
Well, Brandon.
Yeah, Brandon. He was like 28, I think.
Yeah.
So what about you, Sean? You buying the hype if he could sustain these guys?
I'm not on the hype of him in any fantasy capacity or any of the Saints in any fantasy
capacity.
Don't
believe the hype, people.
All right.
Olave, just the head injury thing, it's like he could get hit going over the middle once and like his career might be over.
Yeah.
He's in that level of concussion issues. And Alvin Kamara, that's more of an age thing of like Alvin Kamara at, what, 29?
No.
He still finished top 10 in running back.
It's just
because he PPRs his way.
Oh, hell yeah. That's all that matters.
He's far like.
Okay, I forgot we're not playing real fantasy football.
If you play in an archaic standard league with not even a half point, then Alvin Kamara is
not useful. Points. Yeah.
A game.
The old way?
I can't remember if it was last year or the year before. And you might probably remember this, but there was a game within the last 2 years where Alvin Kamara, because of Derek Carr and his checkdowns, had 13 catches for 30 yards.
Yes.
He was a god for fantasy that day. But he basically just caught the ball and fell down.
Yeah, and then had like
13
he had
times.
Like 55 rushing yards or something. Like,
but he was a god that day because, you know, fantasy scoring is sometimes broken in a few ways. All right, let's get in. Well, maybe one, at least one more, maybe two. Actually, let's do one more because it's a Charger. We're going to end with a Charger for Cam Smith. Smith, big field on the big day on the field with the Astros last night. Let's give this Cam Smith his moment here. Talk about Trey Harris, rookie wide receiver out of Ole Miss for the Chargers. Quote, building early momentum, Harris stood out in contested catch situations during OTAs and mandatory minicamp, according to Daniel Popper of The Athletic. I guess the question is, obviously, Ladd McConkey's your one. Quentin Johnson's been a disappointing rookie year, buddy. Disappointing rookie year, but he's shown red zone. Don't take off your headset. Don't throw a temper tantrum here. I barely made it through the intro for that guy. I don't know if you can hear my voice dying, but I intentionally didn't keep reading the description of what happened at OTS because my voice was dying from doing hype train voice. Anyway, Ladd McConkey's the one. Quentin Johnson's kind of the red zone guy. Is there enough fantasy value, or is there enough room for production room for Trey Harris to contribute as a fantasy guy in year one?
Cam? Yes. Absolutely.
I'm buying the hype.
Oh, my
I'm buying
God!
The hype. Because second round pick, right?
Second round pick. They're outside of McConkey, because how dare you bring up Quentin Johnson like he provides value.
He had like 8 touchdowns last year.
But no, he did not.
All right, I'm going to look it up. He actually had a decent second half of the year. I'll find it. No, you keep going on your Trey Harris prop again. I'll find it.
No, I think Trey Harris is going to have – I think he's going to have kind of similar to Marvin Harris Jr.'s first year. I'm not saying he's going to get 8 touchdowns, but I think he could get over 800 yards.
Okay.
800 yards, 5 touchdowns.
I'll take 5 touchdowns.
I'm on the Trey Harris hype train. Because of what you gave me was the Chargers have one good receiver and Quentin Johnson.
8 touchdowns last year for Quentin Johnson.
Wow.
I was exactly dead on the money.
Still hate
55
him.
For 7-11 and 8. That's not
7-11
bad.
7-11 and 8.
I am the That's smartest man alive.
7-11 is bad when you're 3 years into the league and you were a first round pick.
He was second year in the league, sir?
No.
55.
Yes. Look, it's right there. Second year in the league.
Third, yeah. But I was saying going into your third year.
But 7-11 was in his third year, though.
Yeah, but 7-11 doesn't cut it for me when you're a first round
pick.
It's
always open.
No, I'm not saying he's lived up to expectations. That's not the argument what I'm trying to make. I'm saying he's not bad as a two. He's developed into a...
I think the drops are just so demoralizing that he is a bad two.
But I think I did couch it, though, as he's a red zone guy. He had 8 touchdowns.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I'll be happy to have him as a three or a four.
Anyway,
Trey Harris is the two.
Yeah.
I think it's an offense that can sustain two wide receivers with Herbert.
All right. That'll do it for the hype train. On the other side of the break, we'll get into more of our big question here on what are the biggest one-year wonders in Houston sports history, and a couple more questions we'll add on along the way. You want to join in that conversation, send us your biggest one-year wonders in Houston sports history. You can send that to the HRMP listener line, 713-780-3776. That'll do it for this segment. That'll do it for the hype train. ESPN Radio 97.5, 92.5. Be right back.
Bro. You know it, bro.
This is the Bullpen on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here are the producers of ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN Radio 97.5, 92.5. Welcome back into the bullpen with a calm, normal voice from Brian McDonald alongside Cam Smith, Sean Mapes, and John Belmer. As we continue on the big question, and if you want to weigh in on that, you're certainly welcome to join us on the HRMP listener line, 713-780-3776. So the question we've been asking throughout the show is, who are the biggest one-year wonders in Houston sports history? It's because I'm talking about a guy that's probably going to get cut, but inspired by my thought that Damian Pierce is likely going to be cut after, even, you know what, I guess 2 years removed from that 900-yard rookie season. Steve Slayton was a name I brought up earlier. We've had Morgan Insberg and Ben Tate being brought up on the text line. Cam's brought up Randy Johnson. A few others that I had that I'll get you guys' reaction to. Richard Odago, the first year at Enron, when it was still Enron, he had 44 home runs. Cam, if you can, pull up his baseball reference page. But like he was still a good player after that. Like he had a season. Cam started typing like he was typing on a typewriter, it felt like.
He did like a quick little like calisthenics of his.
Like a warm up?
Yeah.
Gotta stretch my fingers
like
out.
Like a court reporter. Like, But he had like a 44 home run season in 2000, and he still had some good seasons. I think he had a season where he hit over 300.
42 doubles, 44 home runs, and 122 RBIs.
Freaking believable.
Like, what?
Yeah. But look, okay.
And he batted 315.
Correct me if I'm wrong. After that, I don't think he hit 20 home runs again.
He did.
He did? Give me his home run years after that.
So 44, then 19, then 15, then it went back up to 28, and then 25, and then he had 21 2 years later with the Mets, and then he had 16 to end his career with the Rangers.
So it was 44, and then what were the next 2 years after that?
19 and 15.
It's crazy that he had an OPS of 1,028.
Yeah, unbelievable.
He is someone who I only know his name in the context of...
One-year wonder?
What the hell was... in the water in and
he
2000.
He finished 20th in the MVP voting.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
He got MVP votes.
He literally had an Aaron Judge
MVP
year.
He got MVP votes. And otherwise was a very average. Well, not average is not fair.
Hey, he
was
and above he had 14 average. Stolen bases.
My God. Yeah.
When a guy in the mid to late 90s into the early 2000s has a year like that. General rule is if they're an Astro, I don't throw out suspicions of steroid use. If they are an Astro, I just leave it alone.
No,
if he's Brady Anderson, he roided.
Yeah.
If he's not Brady Anderson.
If it's, you know, man.
Hey, he just cleaned up. He's the best shape of his life.
Jeff Bagwell had a great year in 1994. All right.
Best shape of his life. Yeah. That's all it was. All he worked hard.
They didn't use steroids. They weren't allowed.
Yeah. No, the other teams, they used steroids.
Yeah, exactly.
Astros didn't use steroids.
No. Never.
Church boys. A couple more I had. I already mentioned Jason Lane. He was on my list. Rafael Montero.
I forgot about him.
He was dog bleep in Seattle, and then he was unbelievable in 2022, and then dog bleep every year
I was thinking about you know, the Dynasty Astros, there aren't, and I was like, oh wait, that's probably because they are actually a good team, that they don't have these random jobbers that come in and have one good year.
Kaz Matsui.
Did Kaz Matsui ever have a good year here?
I think they
signed him to like a 3-year deal, but then he got anal fissures.
Yeah. I was gonna say he's like a one, like, the only time he ever comes up is one thing.
It's usually like worst free agent.
One hit wonder instead, as far as word association goes.
Another Astro I had on my list, and I think because he's an Astro, we won't say it, but we all know why. Marwin Gonzalez.
Oh, yeah.
He had the 1 year where he hit over 300. Played every position in the field except for catcher and first or catcher and pitcher. It was unbelievable that year. Obviously, had the big home run off of Kenley Jansen in the in Game Two of the World Series.
We all know it's because he took extra batting practice before every game.
He just outworked everybody else.
Just seeing the ball well.
Yeah,
it looked like a beach ball out there, Sean.
He knew it was coming. He read the pitchers well.
Right out of the hand, he knew what pitch was coming.
He certainly did know what was coming. The other one I had, and this was more of what happened before he became a Rocket than when he was with the Rockets. You already know what I'm about to say, it seems like, Sean, but Jeremy Lin.
Yeah, that I thought
about, that was really wasn't even a year. That was like a one-month wonder.
I thought about him. I was like, it wasn't as a Houston sports athlete, so that's why I kind of eschewed him for
sure.
I think I mentioned in the break Vaughn Wafer.
No, I don't think you did, but yeah, that's a good one.
Omar Oshik.
I don't think he had a hit here.
Did he have the wonder?
A wonder.
There's a wonder why he's the starting center for this team. Yeah.
Sean, do you have any that we haven't mentioned so far?
Yeah, I mean, Vaughn Wafer was the one I was kind of sitting on. I was trying to think of like a sack year for a Texan that was crazy high, because that's another position where you get like a random variant.
Brooks Reed.
Brooks Reed.
He had like one crazy year.
I think Connor Barwin might have had like one sack year.
The Ninja Assassin.
He never top 10 though,
and it was sustained.
And yeah, it was like Antonio Smith was like pretty, 6-7.
Sorry, basically. Antonio Smith.
Yeah.
No, shout out to Antonio Smith. Is one of the
some respect.
His sack celebration was certainly pretty good. Cam, any that you wanted to bring up?
We've hit a bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's any that we've really missed here, but I can't think. I don't want to put Johnny on the spot.
Yeah, you can't. Well, the one that I was thinking of, I was looking back, and I only played for Houston for a couple years, so you can call it two, was Miguel Tejada, maybe?
He washed immediately after.
Yeah. He's someone that comes up, I think, more on the age bad thing? Acquisitions. Because he aged 2 years when you get him, and a day later he's 2 years older.
He aged 4 years on a 2-year deal. Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
He more often comes up with like the bad free agents or bad trade. Yeah. Well, I don't know if he was a free agent.
He was solid. Was he? He wasn't an all-star though.
Do you have
his stats up? Oh, okay. He had one good year though.
One I had that I just remembered, and this was more of a I don't even know if it's a full year, but it was more like a half of a season. But one of his big games, where he had like 150 yards, was in an effort, I believe on Christmas Day or Christmas Day weekend, in an effort to beat the Colts for the very first time, Ron Dane.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, Ron Dane, pull up his stats, Cam. But make sure to
Wisconsin Badger.
Yeah, Wisconsin Badger won the Heisman. Yeah. Wrongly took Ricky off the record books like 1 year after Ricky set the all time record.
I just heard him mutter, "Oh, that's what he looks like now."
But he had a year with the Texans. I don't think he topped 1,000 because, like I said, it was like a half a season. But if you could pull up his game log that year, there was a game against the Colts where he went like 150 yards, and the Texans beat the Colts for the very first time. So that was more of a that was a shorter than a 1 year. But that's one that always stood out. Did you find the game log there, Cam? Still
well, he played 2 years with Houston.
I don't know what year. It's all right. We don't have to find it, but I know for sure he had like a 100-plus game against the Colts in their first win against them.
If you add up the, like, 4 years that Will Fuller was on the Texans and then just made that 1 year, that'd be a great year.
Yeah, he had, like...
just, like, if you just took, like, a 16-game snapshot of what he did...
Like, his best moment.
Pretended that was all happened in one season, you'd be like, this guy's Josh Gordon.
Miller.
Huh?
Lamar Miller.
Lamar Miller.
I mean, I know he played like 3 years with us, but he did have 1,000-yard season with us.
Okay.
And then,
that's not bad.
And then he was like kind of a meh starter.
It kind of feels – I'm trying to remember who else we said this about, but it kind of felt like a longer stretch of meh more than like a one-year like takeoff.
Yeah.
Let's
Hayes.
Go. Huh?
With Chuck Hayes.
Chuck Hayes. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. If you want to join us, you can call us as well. That phone number, of course, 713-780-3776. Dave has a 1 year of wonder for us. What's going on, Dave? What do you got?
Hey, guys. It's probably more than 1 year, maybe a couple. But remember Matt Maloney late in the 90s when the Barkley Rockets? That guy got a lot of run. I mean, Charles got him pumped up pretty good. I think he got a contract that was may still be paying him today. But Matt Maloney, you guys don't remember Matt Maloney?
No, I remember him. Yeah, you're right. Like, there was a I don't think your joke is too far off, Dave, if they might still be paying him. I remember there was, like, conversations when Yao was there. I was like, hey, Dave, Matt Maloney's still on the
payroll.
Yeah, but he's still on the payroll. I don't remember exactly how long they're paying him for, but, yeah, for the time, like, if you look about on any contract now, it's like, oh, they're paying him pennies because contracts have just gone up so much. But at the time, like, he got a deal that was ridiculous, and they were paying on that for a long time. But, yeah, Matt Maloney's a good submission. Thank you, Dave. And if you, again, if you have any you want to add to the list of the biggest one-year wonders in Houston sports history, give us a call or a text on the HRMP listener line, 713-780-3776. We want to do one quick question, more quick question, or do we want to just jump in? We probably should jump into Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, let's pocket that time.
All right. The best part of your weekend, up next, Mount Rushmore Plus One, when ESPN Radio turns, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Houston's only FM sports stations, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Throughout the course of human history, singular moments have shaped who we are, who we'll become, and even the world as we know it. Some men discovered new worlds.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
One man advocated for the need to hire a contractor.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Others put pizza on a bagel.
When pizza's on a bagel, you can eat pizza anytime.
These courageous men gazed upon a monument and asked, what if we add one more? This is Mount Rushmore Plus One.
Welcome into the best part of your weekend, Houston. Welcome into Mount Rushmore Plus One, the award-winning, groundbreaking segment that has forever changed the sports radio landscape. And we'll get Sean, Cam, myself, and John Belmer into the Texas Radio Hall of Fame in far less than the 27 years it took those bums on the morning show to get there. I'm talking 14 years. I'm gonna plant the flag. Wow. 14 years. We're in the Sports Radio Hall of Fame. Please delete the segment if we do not get into the Texas Radio Hall of Fame. All right. I mean, main event Mapes is back, so obviously he will main event. Johnny, do you have a list for us? Or
yeah, I got
all
one.
Right, why don't you go ahead and kick us off, sir?
Okay, I can go first. I just seen recently that the LA Dodgers are doing a bobblehead day for Ice Cube. And I thought to myself,
it was a good day.
It was a good day. What the Houston Astros could do here in Houston as far as bobbleheads for Houston area guys. So, this is my Mount Rushmore.
Current athletes on the team.
They're not current athletes. Yeah. Most of them, I don't think I have a single athlete besides one, maybe. Kind of. We'll see what B-Mac thinks about it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Oh, it's a wrestler.
You got it.
Okay, say it now. It's Booker T.
You got it. Well, maybe. Okay. Number five, I went pretty cookie cutter here. They should do a Paul Wall bobblehead, but it should be in the candy painted red car.
He's got to have the grill though, right?
Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah.
But the way they did Roy Oswalt on the tractor, it needs to be in the car here.
Okay, his bobblehead with like a slab behind him.
Either way, it has to have that in it, right? Yeah. Number two, this is where I split between Booker T and Undertaker. One of those two would need, probably Booker, but the Undertaker is a Houston
guy
too.
Undertaker. I say that. I think Booker's doing a show right now.
Yeah.
I love Booker T.
I was also going to say, I feel like Undertaker, no offense, Book, like makes for a better bobblehead.
Yeah, the outfit.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I the eyes roll back. Yeah, I think it's Undertaker.
He could be like
no disrespect
mid,
Booker T.
mid on his back and then popping up.
Yes.
Like that would be.
Oh,
the
if the bobble action was him rising. Oh, my God.
That's what.
Please, Astros, make this. I will buy all of them. Anyway.
That one got B-Mac going.
Yes, I'm fired up.
Yesterday was June 27th. If you're a Houston native, you know that's a big day around here. Yeah, DJ Screw bobblehead at Minute Maid Park would be crazy. The
purple. They always do like a special merch.
Mm-hmm.
They got some Chopped and Screwed merch out right now.
They do.
I have a Chopped and Screwed tattoo.
There you
go.
Is there a place you can show us?
Yeah. It's a screw tape with a screw.
Okay. Yeah, I see it. Not bad.
That's cool. Okay, and then number four, she's in town right now. I don't know if you've heard.
Beyonce?
But Beyonce concert, yeah, because, I mean, she's just Beyonce.
So yeah, I think she should, for being the only representative of Houston, I'll say, to have stepped up in last Christmas's Netflix broadcast against the Ravens. The only person with, I would say, connections to Houston, whether on the Texans or just simply from Houston and at that game,
yes,
she had by far the
Beyonce
best performance.
Beyonce was amazing that night.
No one else was.
And so were the Ravens.
She might have been the only person not affiliated with the Baltimore Ravens that had a good day that
what
day.
What a dreadful game that was.
Yeah,
all right. Was you got one more?
Yes. Number one, Meg the Stallion, but the head doesn't bobble, the ass bobbles.
Yes. I know that's
she's
right.
She's got to have – you remember idea. What she wore when she threw out the first pitch, the white pants?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you guys see her on Love Island?
No, she's on Love Island?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
She was on one episode. Yeah. It was hard not to watch.
Oh, my God, man. Cam was not leaving much to the imagination here.
Neither was she.
All right.
She looked good.
Yeah, I'm wrong. I think the players were distracted when she's throwing out the first pitch. All right, Cam, what is your Mount Rushmore plus one, sir?
Mine is, I went a simple route. Best sandwiches.
Okay.
I've been on a little bit of a sandwich kick. So okay. I did my five favorite sandwiches in no particular order. Philly cheesesteak.
Ooh, okay. That's a great one. Okay, hold on.
Sandwich.
Yeah, are you like a cheese whiz guy or like a provolone, like real cheese?
Provolone, Monterey. Okay, I don't like
cheese
whiz.
I hate cheese whiz.
I can't do it. I had one in Philly and it does not. I couldn't get down
with it. I think
it's
just because we're not like
Philly guys.
I was going to say cheese whiz people. Like, there's no other context in my life that I've had cheese whiz.
Oh, no.
Gross.
And so, yeah. It feels weird to eat it.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't get it. Anyway.
It comes out of a can.
Yeah.
It's like a sock. It's like it's a whipped
comes
cream.
Out of a can. Yeah. Don't go in this, man.
What? I don't know. Turkey melt.
Okay.
I love a good turkey melt.
I mean, it's turkey.
I love turkey.
It depends on.
It's, some turkey can be good, but it takes the right person making it.
Not a cold turkey melt.
It can't be the star. And that goes into like the Thanksgiving thing. It's like. It can't be the star, but it's a good role player.
It can add substance. It just can't be the star.
The Dylan Brooks.
I mean, if it has like bacon and cheese on it, I'm going to smash that.
Yeah, of course. Like that club sandwich?
Yeah. Next one. Classic fried chicken sandwich.
Yeah. Oh, obviously.
I mean, I will. I'm actually, I might eat one too.
There's one.
I'm a little hungry.
The fried chicken downstairs at, I think it's called, is it Chicken
Birdhouse?
Birdhouse. Pretty good chicken sandwich.
Is it Birdhouse?
H-A-U-S. I think you're right.
Yeah. Well, because I don't want people to Google Birdhouse and then like a bunch of Tony Hawk gear pops up.
I think it would.
The name of one of his clothes.
That's exactly right.
Cuban sandwich.
I don't think I've ever had a Cuban. What's on it?
It's usually like ham, pickles, like some mustard. I mean, you can get like varieties. The best one I ever had was when I was coming back from Tulum. And I was actually pissed because I only ate half of it.
Where's Tulum?
Mexico.
Oh, okay.
And
so
I was
brag. Okay.
I was like, oh, I'm going to save the other half for when I get back to America. And they
would try to smuggle a sandwich?
I didn't try to smuggle. Well, yes, I did.
Yeah, literally. And they told you you can't bring.
No, but the worst part was it was because there was a little sliver of tomato on there. But the thing that pissed me off the most was the lady that took it from me. She didn't throw it away.
She ate it?
Her B-I-T-C-H ass put it on her desk. Oh, well. So, yes, she took my sandwich, and I know she ate it later. That is what infuriated me
the
most.
That's the perks of the job.
No, it's not.
If some dude tries to smuggle a sandwich, then you eat it.
No, because if he brought something in dangerous, if he would have brought in cocaine, like, she would have.
She would get to snort it. That's the rules. That's the way the system works.
Well, maybe I should work at the airport then.
Yeah, get the job.
Bunch of free sandwiches, apparently.
That and the movie Carry On made it seem so fun.
Yeah, I mean, Jace Baby made that seem like a thrill ride.
And this is my favorite, torta.
That's
my favorite sandwich.
Yeah. Is there a favorite type of torta you have?
I mean, it kind of blends in with the Cuban, but like there's a taco truck by my apartment that has like a Cuban torta, and it's
pretty good.
Oh, yeah. It's top notch.
All right, my Mount Rushmore plus one this week. I hope I don't cause any problems here, but I think this is all within FCC guidelines. But my Mount Rushmore plus one this week is the most satisfying times I have to relieve myself. number one.
Okay.
The most satisfying.
I'm so glad we clarified that. Did not know where that was going to go.
I'm also glad that made a turn for the bathroom and not the bedroom.
Yeah.
The most satisfying going number one moments.
I am all in on this list. Let's hear it.
Number one, backyard. The freedom of being able to just go number one in the backyard, as long as you're not in the sight of neighbors. And I'm not trying to.
As long as you have a fence.
A wooden fence.
I have a fence.
Fence.
Yeah, I have a wooden, fence. Yes, I have a fence. Fence. I have a
good
fence.
Good note.
I can't say that I haven't done it.
I have
when
a
there's
fence
not
that's
a fence,
taller
so.
Than I am. I'll say that. So yeah, but go backyard. It's just free. I have at night gone off the balcony.
Whoa.
But no one's out. It's night. I don't think I'm putting on a show for anyone.
But you're just spreading it so much more.
He's like, the bathroom's there. Let me just go on the balcony, though.
No. Well, see,
yeah, that too. It's also a choice. Like backyard, it's possible that you're just in the backyard and you're like, let me just take a leak.
Well, sometimes you don't want to. Like if I'm mowing the lawn, maybe I don't want to go back in.
Yeah.
Or late night if it's off the balcony, like I don't want to like go in and like have to flush and maybe wake up the kids.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
For sure.
So you're such a great father and husband. Father that's why you peed
that's
off
why
the balcony.
I peed off the balcony. Okay. Yeah,
of course.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So I got four more of these. Get ready. Buckle up. All right. Next one on my most satisfying going number one, morning. The morning number one is great.
Yeah.
Now, you wake up, you roll out of bed. It's usually, you know, it's a long one. It takes a while. You get to do that. You get to do that whole thing, you know.
You're a lean over.
Yeah,
involved.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm talking about.
I can't imagine how you feel when you go morning pee in the backyard then.
I haven't done that, actually.
Oh,
Like first pee of the day, I've never done that. Oh. Never done that. After a movie. Like it's a 2.5 hour movie. Like you're trying to get through.
Normally,
you gotta go.
Yeah, you're over capacity
yes,
at that point.
Yes.
Normally,
yeah. So. It's like, oh man, I finally got to go. That's very satisfying. And along
and
the
it's
same
10
lines,
in the morning. Yeah.
Along
yeah.
the same,
it's 10 in the morning.
All that
and
coffee.
You just got out of the bath.
Hopefully,
it's the second pee of the day.
Hopefully, along the same lines, road trip.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you get to the Buc-ee's, you finally get to go. I think that's a very satisfying pee.
Oh, not in the car in a can?
No, I've never done that.
Oh.
I've never done that.
I have.
In a can? Wait,
yeah.
not like a empty Pepsi bottle or something.
Gatorade
like,
bottles.
Gatorade.
Gatorade
that's
bottle.
The one.
That's
can sounds dangerous.
This side of the table can attest to having to pee in a bottle.
Okay.
Gatorade is so much. It's the S tier by itself.
Remind me if I ever sit in your Jeep to never pick up the Gatorade bottle.
Multiple road trips to Colorado require an empty Gatorade
really?
Bottle.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Ain't nobody got time to stop.
Yeah.
So, okay, what's the move when you finally get to where you're going? Do you dump it out? Or do you just throw it straight to the garbage
yeah,
can?
Yeah, throw it in the trash.
Oh, yeah. Throw it in the
completely
trash.
Completely full?
Yeah.
Somebody's coming to pick, collecting. They don't know they're collecting a...
Well, normally it's like you try to do it in like a public trash can, like one that you won't have to, like you don't go into your house and then.
Oh no, of course not.
Yeah, so
but
like,
I don't know if you're like walking into the convenience store like, and just drop
yes,
it into the
no,
trash
that's
can.
That's exactly
oh
what you
God.
Do.
Yeah. Some poor convenience store workers have to throw that
there's
trash
so
away.
There's so much nasty stuff.
It can leak.
What's the difference?
Oh my God, that's gross. All right, I'm going to speed through this last one quickly.
He also has to clean the bathroom.
Last one, most satisfying number ones. No explanation after finishing.
Oh, my God.
Sean, main event this bad boy. What is your Mount Rushmore plus one this week?
Gee, I didn't think you were going to go there. I honestly thought you were.
What do you mean? What do you mean? I don't know what you mean. I don't know what you mean.
I mean, it deserves to be on the list.
Yeah.
This is a family radio station.
Is it?
Jesus.
Hey, I mean, we have John and Lance.
I mean, honestly.
All these kids are going to be there one day.
All right. It's been a while since I've done this. So I wanted to go back to a classic. I think this may be the first time I've part-2'd something.
Oh.
Mount Rushmore
Puppets?
Plus one.
Puppets?
Of things I can't explain why, but they are perfectly named.
Oh, gosh. Yes. Yes.
The
okay,
world
good.
Famous one after coming straight from a vacation to this.
That's true.
To this room.
That's
that
true.
I just wrote down words that I thought, hey, you know what?
They just sound right.
It sounds like, I can't explain why. That's a key part. But they're just named perfectly. Because some things are named perfectly because it's like, yeah, what else would you name it?
I'm trying to remember what's on that list. I remember one thing that was on that list. Cancer.
Oh, God.
Perfect name.
I think Wi-Fi was on that list, wasn't it?
Bluetooth.
Bluetooth. Anyway.
Okay, first one, Pitt. First, I mean, whoever.
As in fall into?
Yes, okay. Like a pit. Like I just fell into the pit.
Not an armpit or a barbecue.
Okay,
pit.
So you're Andy Dwyer and you fell into
the
pit.
Like what else would you name? Like, yeah, a pit. Like,
it's a pit.
I feel like if you don't know English and someone said, like, don't go into that pit.
I fell into the pit. Yeah.
Someone said, don't exactly go into the pit. You would know what they're saying. Like, even if you don't know the language. All right. Number two, chimney.
Hmm.
What else would you name it? It's a chimney.
Smoke hole?
Smoke hole?
What?
Smoke hole. Smoke hole?
Call the mouth of a smoker, I guess. I don't know.
It's not a hole, though. It's a structure.
It's got a hole at the top.
It has a hole at the top. It's open-ended. It's not just a hole.
Yeah, it's true. It's not just a hole.
It's like a brick straw.
It's like a smoke.
It's the entire thing. Next one, nugget.
Yeah, nugget. Yeah, I'm with you.
Like
one.
A chicken
nugget.
Nugget
sounds right.
It's just like, what else would this possibly
Or a Denver nugget.
I think there's some better names out there for Denver for a Denver basketball team. Next one, charge. Like, not a charger, but just the act of charging.
Yeah, like, Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, it's like, I like it. That's like what that is. It's charge. Charging.
Yeah.
So not charging your phone, but like the
charge.
act of going forward in a war
scenario.
It's definitely more intimidating to yell like, out charge instead of forward.
Or run, because run might be the other way.
While holding, preferably while holding a bayonet in front of
bayonet,
you.
Bayonet, lance also works.
Yeah.
And then last one, pulp.
Pulp.
like an orange juice.
Yeah, yeah.
Like pulp.
A few texts before we get to the break. 2568. This is going back to Johnny's.
Lemonade has pulp.
Ugh.
Johnny's Mount Rushmore plus one. Booker T bobblehead doing the spin-a-rooney. I don't know how you pull it off, but if you can make the bobblehead do the spin-a-rooney.
We're asking a lot out of bobblehead technology.
From 2568, this Brian misspelled, have an old man bladder, can't wait to go when he's mowing the yard. That's a fair criticism. But hey, vindication 7926. Yes, stepping outside onto the patio. He's co-signing the patio pee.
I was gonna ask, do you like pick a spot in the backyard that you pee like a dog?
I do have a specific spot. Yeah.
There's like an area of the grass. It's just like
is it
dead?
Like between your house and the fence?
So
like
when
it's
you
the
first,
most private
when you first
area.
Open the gate, when you first open the gate, it's just the corner to the right.
Okay.
Because it like the people behind me can't see because it's too far removed. The people that share that fence can't see it because it's up against the corner. That's the spot.
But you're going on the grass, not like on the fence or the.
No, you have to go on the grass.
Are you drawing something with your pee?
No, no. I'm not savage.
I do that sometimes.
I'm civilized.
He's not 16 years old.
Not spelling out Brian was here. WZ.
Although, on a snow day.
On a snow day.
You might.
You might, baby. One last text before we go of a mission for my best places to go, most satisfying number ones. From 6771. Apparently, this list was quite popular. Post flight number one, also way up there.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
I haven't flown a whole lot. Only actually two round trips in my life, but I imagine that is, that's kind of there with road trip after movies. Like you're holding it for a while. Although there is a bathroom on the plane. So.
Yeah, but like there's a certain time where if it hits you, and then they're like, hey, we're coming in to land. Like,
oh, I see.
Now
yeah.
That's like 30 minutes because
right.
You actually have to land the plane and then
wait for it to get off.
Deboard. And so that can be a longer process.
Breaking the seal is a nice pee, too.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Like when you've
like
been,
when you
when
go
been
out,
drinking and then you finally
oh,
have to.
And that
see,
first
yeah.
one.
Okay,
that
yeah,
first
yeah,
one.
Because normally right. You're trying to hold it.
Yes.
Trying to hold it for sure. All right. ESPN Radio 97.5, 92.5. Should we cut that out from the podcast?
I don't know. There's another one.
off the air. When we get back, our worst people in sports this week and what we learned from sports this week. Going out with a bang. We're off to next week. Maybe because we're fired. Who knows? ESPN Radio 97.5, 92.5.
ESPN. 97.5. This is The Bullpen on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here are the producers of ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN Radio 97.5, 92.5. Welcome back in. Final segment of the show today. Brian McDonald, Cam Smith, Sean Mapes, and John Belmer with you here for one more segment, and then we'll be off next week for the July 4th weekend, and then back the week after that. So, time for the worst people in sports, and then after that, what we love from sports this week. I'll go ahead and lead us off for our worst people. My worst person in sports this week was whoever thought up the idea of this NHL draft house thing. So the NHL draft was last night, and they decided, honestly, this feature sounds cool as an idea, but the execution was abysmal. The idea was these guys get drafted, they come up on the stage, they shake Gary Bettman's hand, and then they go over to like a side stage, like kind of almost like a sound booth with this video screen where they could see the GM and like they could see the war room and the GM and the owner that just drafted them.
Yeah, like,
and then talk to them.
Like Skyping in.
Yeah, Skyping in. Hey, thanks for drafting me. Can't wait to get you here, whatever. But the NHL, maybe it's because it's the fourth biggest sport and not the first, couldn't figure it out. And so the technical aspects of this and the delays and the dropouts of no audio and freezing just made an absolute train wreck. Take a listen.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Bucci. Sorry.
Draft house time.
And the newest member of the organization. Maybe having a little technical difficulties over there in Ottawa.
NHL draft house as the Bruins get their guy at 7, Cam Neely and Don Sweeney.
To follow when Happy Gilmore welcomes your player to the organization, but why don't you guys say hello to James Higgins?
Thank you for pegging me.
I think we might have some technical difficulties. Yeah. But
back to the NHL draft house.
How you doing, guys?
Oh, yeah. Great. Yeah, we're awesome. Hey, so happy to get you. It's unbelievable.
Sorry, didn't hear?
Said it's unbelievable.
Let's go to the draft house.
Say Sharks.
Mace, what's up?
How's it going, Mike?
Good. Well, congrats, man.
Thank you very much.
Super happy to have you. Welcome.
So that last one where they're talking over each other was as good as it got.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, that's like an acceptable level.
That was an acceptable level. The rest of it was either the video screen freezing or the player not hearing, as you heard, I think, in the third clip, the player that talked to him, and then the player couldn't hear him or the team didn't hear him because their feed dropped out. It was just it was a nightmare all night. The draft actually had some good moments. They had Charles Barkley announced a pick. Happy Gilmore announced a pick. The comedian Nikki Glaser announced the pick.
She's funny. When you say Happy Gilmore, you mean Adam Sandler, right?
Yeah, but he was wearing the jersey. It was Happy Gilmore introducing the Bruins pick because that's the jersey.
But the actual human being was.
Yes. Thank you. Kayfabe. Hey, sports entertainment show. Kayfabe.
I didn't know if it's like, hey, when like Cinderella's at Disney World, it's like, well, it's not actually Cinderella. It's just,
what do you mean?
It's a 24-year-old.
All right, Cam, who's your worst person?
My worst person is the fan that heckled Ketel Marte and brought up his mother passing away.
Absolutely.
What a piece of basura.
Sean?
Yeah. Brett Yormark and the Big 12 for doing away with the preseason media poll because last year Arizona State, thank you, was ranked last and ended up winning the conference. Yeah. And so they didn't want to do the poll because it's inaccurate. And I tell you, Big 12, that's the point, is because it's inaccurate. It gives so much, hey, they picked us last. Let's go prove them wrong.
Yeah. And, Jeremy Branham, why is your conference soft?
Yeah, yeah.
What's up, Big 12?
I think this was Branham's idea.
I think it probably was Branham's idea. Flagpole. Soft boy. This needs to end up on Wednesday.
I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, see what you can do. You might know a guy. All right. Done swimming with the anger sharks. Going ahead to doggy paddle over to the Sea of Tranquility and talk about what we love from sports this week. What I love from sports this week was Jake Paul getting mocked in this interview you were about to hear, trying to promote tonight's fight against Julio Cesar Chavez Jr.
I'm a killer. I get in the ring with the best people. And you get in the ring with a guy who's 50, he's literally nearly as old as me. The only proper boxer you fought was Tommy Fury, and he beat you.
Fought multiple boxers with professional records, including Mike Tyson himself.
Peak Tyson, you wouldn't have lasted 10 seconds.
And you versus going to the gym, you're still a fat ass. We can make up hypotheticals. You should go to the gym. If you went to the gym, you
I've been twice this week.
You don't think I can beat Mike Tyson? I don't think you go to the gym.
I think you're a great YouTuber.
You think that your opinion matters.
Well, why are you doing my show if it doesn't?
Oh, I'm just taking your audience to sell pay-per-views. I don't give a f*** about your show. Dumbass, this is a business enterprise.
Did he hang up?
Jake.
Oh, yeah, enjoyed that. Disconnect.
All right, yeah. So, yeah, he couldn't. I mean, Piers Morgan, like, if he can get to you, like, you're kind of thin skinned. Yeah. I love that Jake Paul's comeback to you've only fought one, and I use legitimate very, very loosely here with Tyson Fury's younger brother. Like, Tyson Fury's younger brother is barely a legit boxer, but he's at least somebody that's a professional boxer, and you beat him. You lost to him, and then everyone else you fought has been like other YouTubers and 60-something-year-old Mike Tyson. Jake Paul's the worst. I love the comeback there from Piers Morgan. Like, if my opinion's worthless, then why are you doing my show?
That was a good one.
I will say it does kind of prove Piers Morgan right, the fact that there is a Jake Paul fight tonight, and yeah, this is the first that any of us are hearing about it.
Sure.
Is him getting in a fight with Piers Morgan. Like, these have lost their luster.
Yeah, and again, he's fighting this time a legit boxer, but like Mike Tyson, it's a legit boxer from 15 years ago, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. All right, quickly, what'd you guys love from sports this week?
Rafael Stone and pulling that trade.
Okay.
And the thing I loved in sports this week was the Blazers' 16th pick in this year's draft, Yang Hansens, three interests.
Hi, I'm interested in you as a person. What are some of your interests, and what do you think you'd be doing if you weren't playing basketball?
Sometimes I sleep, all time sleep, and I like play PS5, and I like eat.
Three interests.
Eats,
plays PS5.
Yeah, I'd prefer to say Xbox, but I get it.
I would prefer to say play basketball, but
yeah, that's true. That's true. Point
well, out. They asked him what interested him.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Portland. Hope GameStop is stocked up. All right, that'll do it for the bullpen. We got to get out quickly. Thanks for joining us here today. Be back in 2 weeks, not on next week during the July 4th holiday. Back a week after that. Have a great weekend, Houston.
I want one big stick.
ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.